Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
People, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I am your godfather of whiskey. I am JB, the bunker boy himself.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
That's right. And it is craft beer week. That cranberry juice is so delicious,
Cody. It is.
So we're reviewing cranberry juice by Ocean Spray today. Next week is Welch's.
That's all the rage nowadays because that fucking meme going around.
I hate that fucking meme.
I hate it too.
I tend to hate a lot of memes, to be honest. So
yeah, I think it's 50-50. I think there's a lot of good ones, but there's just some that are just so cringeworthy. It just annoys the shit out of me. I'm just stop.
I think it's the ones that get really popular overnight.
Most of those, yeah.
And I don't understand them, and I just look at it and go like, oh, okay.
Yeah, it's most of that TikTok shit. I don't fuck with that shit.
I can't stand fucking. I hate that shit. that's
like some super Gen Z shit. I know I'm sounding like an old ass hipster or something like that, but that's just
you kind of are. Cringe.
That's cringe as fuck for me. Cringe prime.
I mean, you got a yellow and purple scarf on with a jersey, Cody. Come on now.
Yeah, what you talking about? I just got that clip up. Yeah. Those people would know. Motherfucking lying through his teeth right now.
Nobody knows. Nah, they know I'm telling the truth.
Yeah. Bullshit.
He got on a Laker jersey with some shorts and some flip flops and a scarf on, people.
Well, no, they're on sweatpants training.
And he got that Allen Iverson band going around for some fucking reason. Like, what?
That arm sleeve.
It's like 80 degrees.
All he is the headband.
It's like 80 degrees outside. Cody looked like he's ready for winter and summer. It's like, he don't know what's coming right now. Like, what season is it again? Fuck it. I just throw this scarf on and I'll be safe.
Yeah. Hey, ready for either season, baby. Got a couple pairs.
Cody's a motherfucker that travels to the East Coast and dressed like that or whatever in the winter.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Man, show is cold over here. He's like, yeah, fuck you, hipster boy. I remember whenever East Coast people come out here, it's almost like that hipster shit don't exist over there, but you know it does. But like they get so baffled when they see it over here. Like they just go like, the fuck is that? I remember I had a buddy from Boston. We went to the mall because we had to get like he needed a suit because we was going to a wedding. And he was trying to get a last minute and shit. I was like, you didn't bring a suit? I was like, oh, you fucking crazy, dude. So he was like, let's just go to the mall and get it, right? And he went to the store and like this is when the skinny jean things was in or whatever. He was just like, what the fuck are these? I was like, so those are jeans that dudes wear now that they don't fit and they just like hang them off their ass. Skinny jeans, bro. And like,
he was right. You can see like the whole reproductive tract of the jeans.
Yes, 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 exactly. Like, and for the whole fucking day, he wouldn't shut up about these goddamn jeans. Like, what the fuck y'all doing over here in Cali, man? What y'all doing? It's like, you know, damn well y'all got that over there in Boston, too. So don't be acting like that's just a Cali thing. I pray to God it's not.
Oh, but yeah. Because
you know New York, them motherfuckers, they like to believe that, like, it's cold outside. It's like, bitch, you know damn well you got that scarf on because you wanted to wear that shit. That ain't because it's cold. Sure, get out of here with that. God damn. So you know, last week we said that by the time we record this week's episode, Lakers will be having that championship.
I was going to bring that shit up right now. I got to talk about it. No, let's leave the celebration for next week. All Laker talk, I wanted to just push that to next week.
That's exactly what I was just about to say, Cody. I was just going to say, I just wanted to acknowledge it and say, we'll see y'all next week. Because
we'll talk about it next week. Everything will be decided by then. Everything will be good or bad. It's going to be decided by then.
If it's bad, I don't want to talk about that shit.
I want to say just one final thing. If it turns out that way, I was going to say one thing, and that'll be the end of it. That'll be the last time you ever hear me talk about that certain thing ever.
You going to be a Knicks fan? What?
I'll be somebody's fan. And be like a fan.
Somebody did tell me that one. I think it was a football team, though, so they was like, I'm going to be a Browns fan. Fuck this now. I forgot who it was now.
Damn.
That's damn, I can't remember who it was now, but I think he was so pissed. His team did so bad. He was just like, man, fuck this. I might as well go support the Browns then. Next thing you know, I did see him on a Browns jersey on. I was like, oh, shit. Yes, I was like, oh, shit. didn't know you had that jersey. Man. Yeah, you ain't just talking about it. You being about it, huh?
Talking, walking the walk.
Hey, speaking of the Browns, they beat the Cowboys. So, I mean, that's always a plus. Because I fucking hate the Cowboys.
So. Yes, it is.
I'm tired about the fucking Cowboys or whatever. If you don't know, people, my little sister.
Yeah, every decent person should hate the Cowboys.
Yeah, she is kind of a little asshole, so that makes sense.
It tastes like alcohol. I mean, what do you want me to say? Like, what the fuck you mean? What you want me to say? Give me some goddamn taste of both.
Yeah, like the this top-notch Cavalon bottles. And she says the shit just tastes like alcohol. Ain't that a bitch?
That was the new social media segment for the last drop we'll be doing. Is It Tastes Like Alcohol, isn't it? Mm-hmm. It's starring my sister, me in the background. So maybe like twice a month, I'm going to get my sister to taste some whiskey and just give her thoughts and notes on it. So I posted it already on Twitter.
Yeah, I want to see if her palate evolves at all.
I do too. So like, let's say by Christmas, I'll give her 3 months. That should be enough time. I'll give her 3 months. Let's just say by Christmas.
It should be.
Hey, you better taste something by then. I'm going to strangle your ass. All right. Jesus Christ. My favorite quote of the whole thing, because Yoon was the one that said, you need to post this shit. This shit's fucking hilarious. I was like, I'm glad you found it funny. I was not laughing. I was getting upset. So my favorite quote. It don't taste good, but it don't taste bad neither. 8 out of 10. What?
I guess. What? I don't know. What? Wouldn't it be like a 5 or a 6? Like a 5, right?
Oh, my God.
Not bad, but it's not good. It's just kind of there.
It's almost like she said, I didn't taste anything really. I mean, yeah. Just
alcohol. Well, it wasn't offensive, so.
Yeah, it's just alcohol. I mean, you know. I asked her if the shit tastes good. She tells me.
That basically means she's like equating it to like Jack Daniels. Because that basically means it's just shot worthy. That's it.
She never had Jack Daniels. You know what? Maybe I should give her some. If she tells me she like this, I'm gonna be looking at her like
that might change. Yeah, that might open up some in her head to, you know, taste more actual, you know, flavors in the fucking whiskey. You know,
I should give her shit.
Some actual, man, like Bass Perdue shit. Yeah.
So basically, I should give her shit first before I step her up. Yeah, you're probably right. I gotta work her way up because people, you don't understand. She 22.
Yeah, exactly.
She a new alcoholic. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She don't know shit. She all she knows is cocktails, and she don't fuck with champagne. That's all she know. Because at that wedding earlier this year, we had a table full of champagne, and she wasn't liking the music that was playing. So she looked at me and just said, you want to drink all that champagne? And I said, fuck yeah, I do. And I was under the assumption, Cody, that like it was her idea. She must be able to. She knows I drink a lot. So I was like, she must know that she can hang with me. So I was like, okay. Yeah, good with me. Free champagne, free is fucking delicious. So I knocked like 6 of these motherfuckers back. She knocked like 8 of these bitches back. Her face and body, because she had like this sleeveless dress on or whatever, that body turned red so fast, Cody. She had what does the kids call it? A resting bitch face for the whole fucking day. Like like you couldn't dude, you could have told her that I'm trying to think. If she was a dude and like 3 women walked up to her and said, "I will suck your dick right now," whatever, she would just looked at you like, "Word." She was not entertained by shit after that, Cody. Like, we already had dinner and shit. It was some great Mediterranean food, by the way. And then the In-N-Out truck pulls out the whole night because obviously. I know who the bride is, so I knew all the details, and I told her like, "Oh, the In-N-Out truck's gonna come later, for like an after thing, whatever stuff." She's all excited. She drank that champagne. The truck finally got there. She told me, "I don't give a fuck about no In-N-Out." Okay, I was like, "God damn!" So she gets very aggressive when she drinks champagne, apparently, and you just can't fuck with her. Her eyes started turning red too, Cody. I was just like, "Holy shit, you might be the fucking devil."
It was some evil shit.
I was about to say, you sound like she turns like the Antichrist when you get that champagne in her system.
That champagne. And she trying to say that, because the next day she was trying to say, it wasn't the champagne. It was because I had that margarita first and then the champagne. I was just like, get the fuck out of here. You had one goddamn margarita. I was like, there's no fucking way you going to sit up here and tell me.
Yeah, well, margarita ain't going to do that.
I was like, nah, I don't give a fuck how many, like, I don't care what you drink after one margarita. It ain't going to get you fucked up like that now. Okay. So now I'm trying her on whiskey. She knows more about the cocktail. She's a cocktail kind of gal. You know, you mix some shit or whatever. Because that barcode, Cody, when I took her and mom's, these two motherfuckers, they knocking back cocktails. Like, what's that one that they made us one time? The Casper. That Halloween drink or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That shit was delicious, by the way. So he made some of those more for my mom and sister. Boom, boom, boom. Mom's and sis knocking these motherfuckers back like it's goddamn water. I'm looking at my wallet like, hold on now. Wait a minute. You remember like when George Jetson's like in his little ship and shit and he's handing out like bills to the ladies and shit like that, whatever and stuff. And then they take the whole wallet. That was my ass. I'm looking in the wallet and the next thing my shit vanished. I was like, what the fuck?
Hey, reach in your pocket. Pull up butterflies and dust and shit.
Yeah. Fucking tumbleweed passed by me or whatever in the background. I was like, sorry. And it played music too. It said,
yeah.
I was like, ain't that a bitch? I was trying to be like, even though I wasn't the one, I was driving. I was like, let me get y'all some water. You know, my mom looked at me and said, these are exact words, motherfucker, I don't want no water. And my sister looked at me and was like, why are you trying to give us some water? Shit, I don't want that shit.
Yeah, because they do you try to sober them up because stop spending all that goddamn money. So they already knew. They're like, water, this motherfucker think he's slipping. Don't fool me.
I was like, ain't this a bitch? I was like, so they like cocktails. So my sister liked cocktails. So now I'm trying to get her in whiskey. She smelled Lafleur, right? And anybody knows the Lafleur, you sniff that shit, it smells like fucking gasoline or something like that. You know, it smells peaty as shit.
That smell like a cookout.
It smells like you took some charcoal and you didn't even heat that bitch. You just rubbed it on your ass. And then you just
It smells like charcoal and red meat. That's what it smells like.
You know, it's crazy that that smell comes from these little bitty seeds.
Mm-hmm.
And like these little itty bitty seeds, like one of them packs like a punch of just like, oh, shit. So it's like when you get like Lafleur or Ardbeg and you're just looking at it going like, how many of them fucking seeds are they putting in this shit? They just take the bag and just go like, yeah, there you go.
I love it. I'm all about Lafleur.
So she sniffs that and just goes, oh, that doesn't smell that bad. And I'm just looking at her going like, I expect that from me or somebody else. But someone that don't drink whiskey, it's like, how does that? Okay, what? So I think this week I'm going to have her drink beer. every week I'm going to have her do something that relates to the show. So since last week was whiskey week, so this week we're going to do beer. I did do her with what's that fucking drink I had? The Dia de los Magos. She sniffed that and she said, this smells like fucking feet. She's like, this is the funkiest shit. She was like, I was like, just sip it. She was like, I will not fucking sip that. And then she finally sipped something, like maybe after it got all warm and shit. And she was just like, you know what is coming back to me? She straight up said, it tastes like alcohol.
Jesus Christ. This is a work in progress, my friend.
I have a feeling when shit's, if it ever opens back up and you can go to bars and stuff like that, and she goes out with her little friends, get her drink on and shit, she's going to be the one that just says, I don't know what the fuck this is, and I don't care. I just want to get white girl wasted tonight.
Yeah.
we'll see, though. Like you said, it's a work in progress.
I hope she learns one day. I have faith. It's a work in progress. She is your sister, after all. So I have faith.
Yeah, we can only hope, right? I mean.
Yeah.
She does have a fine taste for wine. I'll give her that. So that's something. Yeah. I mean, look, I don't expect every 22-year-old to just jump right into
the hard. That's pretty early.
Yeah.
Not everybody could be me, you know.
I just figured, you know, she had my blood in her, so I was just like, well.
Hey, maybe she's not reached her full potential again, man. She'll probably get there one day. We don't know, like I said.
You might be right, my friend. Yeah. You might be right. Well, I think we already introduced the show and everything like that. So it is Craft Beer Week.
Yes, it is.
For Craft Beer Week is going to be drinking a seltzer. So that is that's a White Claw. And he's going to tell us all about it. Oh, it's an Untitled Art White Claw. This is White Claw. That's what it says on
this
there.
This is White Claw, yeah.
This is White Claw, yeah. Oh, that's some limited edition shit, Cody, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
Mm, you can get up on that. Have you ever had a White Claw, by the way?
No, never had a White Claw.
Okay, I've never sipped it. I never tasted it. But did you know that people are actually getting fucked up on that?
Oh, yeah. It's like, I don't think it's as bad, but you remember, what was that drink like years ago that was all the craze? Four Locos. It's, I don't know if it's exactly that, but it's not really, that's, why call it a seltzer, right? Is it not a seltzer?
I think it's a seltzer, yeah.
Yeah. So I think it's, because Four Locos, and then it's like, I know a lot of people like get drunk like Mike's Hard Lemonade too. People love that shit.
You can get drunk off that?
Apparently you can. It's 8%.
That's some embarrassing shit. I gotta tell you.
It's 8% alcohol. So
that's questionable, I guess.
Yeah, but that's what it says. So
look, my ex used to get Mike Hard's Lemonade, and what were those drinks? The Smirnoff ones, the little. I don't even know what you call them now. The Smirnoff, whatever.
Yeah.
I guess they're like cocktails or something, or I guess you could say a carbonated alcoholic beverage, right? Because it was kind of carbonated.
I wrote that.
Yeah, yeah. So every day when we would barbecue on the porch, I would drink on those with her. We would go on the patio, upstairs patio. We would drink those. And I would like drink like three of those, dude, because like, I was drinking them I like the apple flavor in them or whatever flavor it came in. I never tasted alcohol in any of them. Motherfuckers, Cody, like, what? It dawned on me that alcohol was in that stuff. I was just like, really? I was like, man. So when I find out that people were getting fucked up on it, I was just like, I guess having a strong alcohol retention, it really is a gift.
Well, yeah, well, this, the other thing, too, is you have a higher tolerance for alcohol just in general. So it's probably going to get you fucked up, per se, even if it doesn't taste like it. But with them, it's going to hit them because, you know, they're not seasoned like you or I. You know what I'm saying?
It's just crazy to me to think that, though. Like, you could actually get fucked up on Mike's Hard Lemonade, though. Like, I used to drink those.
Yeah. It's 8%, man. That's pretty high, all things considered.
I mean,
this, and they come in 16-ounce cans too. So
I was drinking the little bottles or whatever and shit. I was drinking those as like refresher drinks, you know, like when the sun is out and shit, and I'm sitting on the patio or whatever to get myself warmed up to drink something stronger later on or something like that, or whatever, you know. Because this was before a time where I knew like, oh, I could drink this light tropical flavored whiskey or something like that, you know, or a nice sour beer or some shit like that. It was before I knew all that kind of shit and stuff like that. So I was like, this was like my chill on the porch, get ready type mood drink right here, you know? Or I keep saying porch patio. And I would drink these and go like, y'all a bunch of bitch ass motherfuckers. Like, I mean, god damn, like, as I always say, man, treat yourself. Don't cheat yourself. Come on now. Like, what the fuck?
Hey, man, we are part of the 1%, my friend. You got to remember that.
I guess there is a
1%. We are a rare breed. As far as alcohol goes, we are part of that 1%.
I guess there is a 1% of, like, us alcoholic drinkers. And this is why I say I'm impressed in a way. You know, it's a gift, Cody. And here at The Last Drop, we're sharing our gift with the world. With the world, Cody.
Yeah, trying to expand their minds.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, that shit.
Hard shit. Oh wait, which one side of the
heart? Yeah,
it's on this side, I think.
Yeah, left side.
Yeah, left. That strong side, though.
Right underneath the Wish logo right here.
I wish they win. to win and end this shit already, please. And then you know what? Shit. And then no more talking after that, all right? No more, all right? No more, all right? That was me after that game ended. You know what? No more talking now. I was like worried I was gonna get like a spam of messages like what happened last night. Like shut the fuck up, shut up, you bitch. You, I don't know what you are.
I said bitch.
Because a lot of them were my like my women friends or whatever. Because I got more women friends in Miami, so I was just like, shut up, you. Whatever pronoun you comfortable with.
You
know?
you. Ooh.
Bitch. My ass went to the backyard, hid behind the doghouse. Like,
yeah.
What are you drinking on, though, sir?
Well, today for this episode on Craft Beer Week, I'm drinking from the brewery Untitled Art out in, where are they from? I don't even know. Oh, here we go. Wanakee, Wisconsin.
I don't know where the fuck that's at.
I never heard of that. But yes, it's in Wisconsin, so it sounds like it fits.
Must be where hunting motherfuckers is at and shit.
Yeah. I'm drinking there. This stout just got serious. This is a imperial stout with cocoa nibs, caramel, and milk sugar. This is a 12-ounce can coming in at, where is it at? Damn, 11%. Not bad. Hmm. Okay, it's going to be fun. So, already got in the glass here. There's a good amount of carbonation. Got like a medium brown amount. Hit there. Yeah, you see that right there?
Yeah, that's a decent amount. Yeah. Yeah. Actually, that's a well-fined pour right there, I must say.
Yeah. You know, I take pride in my pours.
Pour, I must say. That's actually, that's one of your finer pours of the year. So.
Yeah. I think so. I think so. I would agree with that.
I don't think you're giving yourself no credit on that one or whatever. I think that's one of your best right there.
I think so.
I'll give that
Picturesque, if you will.
I'll give that a drop of fame.
There you go.
Yeah, I'll give that poor drop of fame right there.
Yeah. Respect.
Respect, bro.
Going for the nose here. Ooh. Man, that is super fudgy.
Yeah.
It smells like brownies.
Oh, that's my favorite.
Get the cocoa. Super fudgy. Milk chocolate.
You said super fucky or super fudgy?
Fudgy, fucky, all that.
Oh, shit. So you're going to fuck that beer later.
It's fudgy, fucky.
Oh, hold up now. Slow down, sir, Tiger. Come on now, Tiger. Slow down.
Mm-hmm. I might get a little chocolate dip in here. You know what I'm saying?
Man, shit. You might put a little bit of that in your eggnog or something like that a little later. A little Christmas joy right there.
There you go. Man, you're not getting really any alcohol in the nose, really. Yeah, that's what I'm getting. The cocoa nibs, but yeah, just like a nice thick fudge thing going on, like a brownie mix. Yeah.
When you said cacao, I was thinking of Dewey Cox. I was like, cocaine? What?
Cocaine.
I was like, cacao? Cocaine.
Oh yeah, it smells like a great dessert beer. Let's see if it if the taste lives up to it. Cheers.
Cheers, sir.
Woo! That is rich.
I was gonna say, is this sweet?
That is rich. It is borderline cloyingly sweet, mm-hmm. but I think it's like right at that threshold where it's not overtly sweet, it's like right there mm-hmm. for me. I don't know how other people will feel about it. It might be too sweet for them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm pretty sensitive to the sweetness too. I think this is good for the most part. There's a touch of bitterness.
You know, when it comes to sweet alcohol, I usually don't care for sweet alcohol because when you think of sweet alcohol, you think of dessert wine and you go like, that's just too sweet, less alcohol. But I would say this year, I think I've had more sweeter alcohol this year and actually tasted pretty fine. That goes for beer and whiskey.
Yeah. This pretty much follows the nose exactly. The flavor, mm-hmm. you get the fudge, you get the cocoa. Mouthfeel is super creamy. Mm-hmm. Super creamy. This will go great.
What kind of cream?
This will make, I don't know what kind of creepy you thinking, sir. What are you trying to get at, my friend? Anyway, whipped cream. Let's say that.
Okay. Oh, whipped cream. Oh, okay. Whipped cream. All right. Cash rules everything around me, Cody. You know.
Yeah.
It really does. So.
And I think that goes for everybody, right?
Sure. Yeah. Well, yeah. We're all broke. We broke, bitch.
Yeah. You see, my initial worry is that maybe the sweetness will build up over time. It'll become too much. I don't know. Just starting out is fine for me, but I could kind of see it going that way. Only time will tell if it actually does go that way. But for right now, it's fine. Man, it's really good though. Really good.
I was going to ask. Over the year, you think you could drink more?
It's kind of dangerous.
Would you get like tired of it just because of the?
Yeah, like this overly sweet beer. Isn't it, like I'm not saying this is overly sweet, but it is sweet. Yeah. Like I think a 12-ounce can is perfect. Maybe even 12 ounces is probably too much. I would like split that can with somebody. Have like 6 ounces each.
Would it be better for a first time craft beer drinker as opposed to a experienced one?
It depends on what they're looking for, really. Because if they're just getting the craft beer and they want more like that traditional beer flavor for a stout.
They don't know
more the bitterness as opposed to, you know, like the sweetness. Okay, well, then.
They don't know what the fuck that is.
I know. I was speaking a foreign language. I know.
you really are, because when I talk this shit to some of my homegirls or whatever, they just look at me and be like, I have no idea what you're talking about right now.
IBUs, hops, bitterness, no.
No, you're not ringing a bell. No.
That's really good. Yeah, I could think. Yeah, I think 6 ounces would be good for this one because I can already feel it right now. It should get taxing, and it's 11% alcohol too. So yeah, this is.
Is it heavy?
It's not heavy per se. Mm-hmm. It's more of the heavier side of medium as far as the mouthfeel goes.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like super heavy.
What about on the finish? I'm getting on the finish. Like, are you getting more chocolatey?
It is super milk chocolate. Just straight milk chocolate on the finish.
Huh.
Fudge in the foreground. Huh. When it goes back, straight milk chocolate.
Yeah, you would like milk chocolate. Okay.
Milk chocolate, yeah.
All right. Oh, no dark
chocolate. It sounds like you're kind of hating it, my friend.
No dark chocolate, huh? Huh, interesting.
I mentioned on a previous episode, dark chocolate is my favorite.
I never heard you say that. I edited that out.
That's your fault, you motherfucker. Don't put that on me.
Nobody never heard that, Cody. We just trying to get to, because you know we all know you like.
I got it now. Yeah, let you add this shit out too.
Yeah, I am.
It is.
It's gonna say I hate them darkies. I'm all for them. It's gonna be all robotic voice too. I am all for the skin people. Oh yeah, yeah. Okay, Cody. All right. Always getting lighter sides, huh?
Yeah, it's like basically a liquid candy bar. That's what it tastes like.
We talking Twix or Hershey's?
It's almost like a mixture because there's like a little bit of caramel thing going on there too. But yeah, it's more of the chocolate, milk chocolatey thing going on.
Any kind of nougat in that?
What was that? You said neuter?
Yeah, that too. any kind of
oh, you said
nougat?
Oh, nougat?
Yeah. Nougat?
That was mentioned. Yeah, I can kind of see that. Yeah, I can see that, yeah.
I can kind of see that too. I ain't even drinking it. I can kind of see that. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's really good. I'm not the biggest fan of dessert beers. I like them. They're not like my go-to as far as like stouts goes or just beer styles in general.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm taking this one. I like it. I'm going to give it.
No, wait. Before you rate it.
Oh, shit. Too late now.
No, I didn't hear shit. I didn't hear none.
Oh, you didn't hear it? Okay, good.
Yeah, I didn't hear shit. All right, cool. Go ahead. I want you to rate that at the end of the show.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
I want you to keep sipping that. And then let's see if your opinion changes on that or whatever. First off, I want to ask.
Mike.
First, I want to ask you is, so what did you think of It Tastes Like Alcohol?
I thought it was hilarious. And that's the exact response that I expect from your sister.
when you clicked on that video, Cody, were you like, oh, shit, I'm about to get like some expertise that I ain't never heard of or something like that, right?
No.
No. No.
I'm interested plenty of times at this point. I know her taste at this point, her sensibilities as far as alcohol goes.
Did you notice I slipped that little religion line in with a certain brother of mine?
Right.
You know, one guy in my life. He said that shit to me the other day, and I was just looking at him like, okay, whatever, God boy. Get out of my face. If I'm going to be Bunker Boy, that's God boy then.
God boy.
Yeah, yeah. Tune in every Sunday and Wednesdays for the Holy Drop featuring Holy my Drop. Brother and Cody's brother, people.
So, insert yeah. organ playing.
Yeah, yeah. And that's funny because that's the cover art. It's an organ with some hands in the middle. Speaking of religion, you remember that video I sent you like weeks
ago? Oh, yeah. We forgot to talk about it last week. Yeah, we didn't get a chance to.
So much shit to talk about last week. I mean, there's a shitload to talk about this week, too, but I don't even want to talk about
it. I don't want to get into some of the politics.
No.
Talk about that shit right now.
I mean, I could talk about that fly. That shit was hilarious as fuck. I mean,
that was funny.
That was fun. What was so funny about it was it was the subject that they were talking about when that fly said, all right, I'm just going to land right here.
You know what? I'm going to steal this motherfucking show real quick. Hold up.
Cody, did you, like, I don't know if you, because I'm a big ratings guy. Hell, half of it is part of my job or whatever. But I like looking at numbers and shit like that. Did you know that the vice presidential debate brought in 50.5 million views?
That's a lot of people.
That's fucking huge. And, like, you know, we were talking about, like, which sports and stuff like that has, like, higher rating. I don't think sports is touching that shit at all. Like, I was like, man, 50 million?
But it just goes to show you the day and age we're living in, because, you know, social media, everybody wants to get in on the discussion. So that's why people are tuning in.
But it's crazy, too, because when you look at, like, ratings on Jeopardy and shit like that or whatever, or even it's funny enough, shitty-ass reality shows, which, by the way, I know people watch. I just didn't realize they were watching in the numbers of we talking, like, you know, fucking the finals of a game or something like that or whatever it may be and shit, you know. And I just assume people just like watching dumb shit, I guess. But I was like, it can't be this many, right, you know. And I've watched one of those reality shows maybe here or there with my sister or something, because she watches a lot of bullshit. Sometimes I just like look at the TV and just go like, this is exactly why I don't watch TV.
Was she count as a millennial or a Gen Zer?
97. What is that?
That's millennial, I think.
Yeah, I was going to say, right?
I think, yeah. She's like right at that threshold right there.
Shit, I thought me and you were millennials.
No, we are.
Yeah, because I was like, because I know, I think my year that I was born was the cutoff year. Because I was like, oh, I guess I'm one of them. I was like, I'm safe. I was like, I'm an 80s baby. And I looked at that shit and it was like cut off at 88. And I was just like, oh, interesting. So... like my life just like went downhill ever since. Yeah, but like Jeopardy is pulling in like double digit millions and shit. And I'm talking like high 20 million and shit like that. And I'm just like, God, like really?
Jeopardy?
Yeah.
Like, I know it gets viewers because it's been on for fucking ever, but damn, yeah. That much.
Yeah, like it was shocking. It was when the first time I started looking at Jeopardy numbers and shit was when they had this, I don't watch the show, people. I guess they had this guy on there, and he was like the fucking rainmaker of Jeopardy. He was just like every week just killing it. And I think he finally lost after several weeks or something like that. He lost on one question or something like that. But that one was pulling in like 15 million and shit like that. And I was like sitting there going like, shit, man, a game show is pulling in 15 million views. I was like, no wonder they keep bringing all these stupid ass game shows and like, you know, reality shows and shit like that. I was just like, it makes perfect sense. Why was Vince McMahon trying to bring the XFL? Ratings ain't in football. He should have started a fucking game show, Cody. I was like, he would have saved some money. He would have saved time. He could have got anybody on that shit.
Start a WWE tribute show or something like that.
I was looking at that going like, who the fuck would want to start a sports league? Ratings in sports, they're good, but like they're dropping. And like, especially from last year, when you look at them in the year before that and shit like that, it's just like they're dropping.
Particularly football.
Yeah, so it's like, why would you go into the business of making another sports league if like, if you wanted to get in TV and, like, let's say you're an exec, Cody, and you're looking at TV things, and you're like, what's killing it? They did the ratings last week, and here's what the top ratings last week. It was South Park at number one, which brought in killer numbers. And then I looked it up. A lot of it was, like, a lot of Fox News shit and CNN stuff. A baseball game was in there. This is the top 22. A baseball game in there and the NBA Finals. The sports stuff was, like, so low in the totem pole. It was just like, I was like, who would want to start a sports league? Like, it's like, if the NFL, NBA, and MLB are just doing, I hate to say even average, because they're doing great numbers. Like, shit, I would kill to have, like, you know, 9 million or whatever and shit like that, views or whatever. You know, that's great. But, like, if they're only doing 9 million, let's say, what makes you think you could just jump into this and be like, man, I'm going to get 9 or higher, right? You know, like, your ass is going to be like, you know, it's like, like, lose. Start a sports a trivia show. It's cheaper. You can get rid of that shit if you don't want to do it no more. Fast, whatever. Not that many employees, Cody.
Yeah.
What I'm getting at is the Last Drop trivia show is coming to ABC.
This fall.
This fall, yeah. Starring Cody and Cody. Tell him what he's won, everybody. Yeah. So you want some Murray's grease? You want a jigger?
Yeah, got some Soul Glow right here.
It's really water. I just put a Soul Glow sticker on it. But, it's gonna be on UPN, Cody.
UPN coming back.
Yeah, you pick a nigga. Anyway, it's gonna be on syndicated the WB channel too. By the way,
yes.
The Frog's making a comeback.
Mm-hmm. Racist ass frog.
I fucking hate that frog so fucking much. Give me some thoughts now. You drinking that beer after that conversation? What are you thinking? You still?
Yeah, but my rating still stands.
Okay,
but I will, however, reiterate. Yeah, 6 ounces. That's the sweet spot for this. Okay. You're gonna want to split that 12-ounce can that I poured with somebody else, because it is taxing. Because the alcohol, it creeps up on you. Oh, damn, that WWE right there?
I think it is, Cody.
Oh, shit. Damn. The best promo I heard since The Rock.
She dropped a pipe bomb, Cody.
Damn. Like,
people, this is I don't even know how old this girl is. I mean, if I was taking...
Man, she can't be older than 10 years old, man.
I was even going to say 7. Like, yeah. She looks 7, but, like, you know, these kids today, they look like they fucking age. She could be 14 for all I know and everything shit, because these kids, they don't age not one
bit. Yeah, but this is the way she's just handling herself, holding herself. It's like, wow, she's, like, really mature for her age. All right, little girl. She's like, shit.
The audio ain't enough, because it's not
her. You got to watch the video, people.
It's not her that's crazy in the video. I mean, she's just...
Oh, she's crazy. No, she's crazy.
She normal compared to everybody else in this motherfucker.
That's funny. I didn't even pay attention to everybody else.
Oh shit!
That's not her going on. I gotta watch the video.
Just go back in your DMs and check real quick. Yeah. There's that one person in the crowd, Cody. She look like she got a glass in her hand. She just going like this, like one of those like robotic animatronics that's like dancing. Like, it looks like that movie I saw, I'm Not Ashamed, when they was in that church room. she looked like that girl. She looked like that girl. Look at that one girl with the white sweater and or whatever the fuck that is, and the red dress in the back of that girl.
Yeah, she's feeling it. I don't know if she have an orgasm, about to pass out. I don't know what's going on.
She like, oh god, oh my lord, ooh.
Is she pregnant? I think she's pregnant.
I thought that was a kid. Damn, that is a grown woman. I think she is.
That's a grown ass woman.
I thought it was a kid, Cody.
Yeah.
I thought all the people in the back of her was crazy.
Like, you see the little girl in the purple though? She's like, what the fuck is going on? She had no attention span. She's like, what the fuck?
Hey, you see that one white boy with the red shirt on?
Oh, hold up.
Why you ready to go back to her? Like, you see him with his hand pointing down? Like, yeah, that's my doing? Shit. That's my shit.
I don't even know what the hell he's talking about. He's like, ah.
He's like,
He's like a basketball player. It's going down. He's doing that shit.
Awkward shit ever. And you got, you see the, when they go to the audience view.
Oh,
the,
yeah.
One,
that's
the white, the one white dude chick, behind yeah. like the black dude behind it just like staring. And then there's the other one who's like praising and shit.
Yeah. He's doing this. He's doing this. Yeah. He's like,
yes. And his brother's over there saying, like, hey, I ain't part of this shit. Just get me out of here, man. I'm trying to get into this funny. Shit.
That's you and your brother.
Exactly. The dude shot. He's like trying to pay attention. He's like, man, I give a fuck right now.
Cody's like, motherfucker, you told me he was going to a James Bond marathon. Yeah, yeah. Like, and your brother's over there going, this is the Lord.
Yes. Man, I didn't even realize how bizarre this shit was outside the little grove. Holy shit, dude.
Oh, see, insane. When I sent that to you, I was more worried about them than the little. I mean, the little girl, when she started, I don't know what she was chanting at
man,
the end.
Get ready, guys. We're going to fuck them up. That's what like, you said.
I don't know what that chant was. I was like, oh.
Yeah. I don't know what language that is. I think that's what the Chitauri was speaking in the video.
She said, Brashiki Kabraha.
Yeah. Yeah, she was speaking Patois. Was
I think she was speaking Yoda. Brashiki Kabraha. Yeah. I think I had that the other night for dinner, Cody. Yeah.
All these grown ass people in the audience just like yes.
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 Yes. Yes.
And you and your brother. That's the best. That one black dude, because you can't see his eyes. He is just looking like
he's looking like that motherfucker. His brain is in like another realm, right? He's like, damn.
That motherfucker traveled to the soul world.
Damn, leave the washer on shit.
That motherfucker took the soul stone and went to
he's
the
thinking
soul
about what he's gonna eat tomorrow night.
That motherfucker look like Idris Elba in Private Garden. I think that's what he's listening to in his head. Hey, baby, don't you worry about. Somebody play that song over this video.
Please do.
Or you can play Feel Like I Do.
That works too.
Actually, I think Feel Like I Do would probably fit more or whatever. So probably. He's like, Feel Like
I. Yeah, it's a bit more upbeat.
Yeah, and then not only that, that opening line would fit with this. Who in this town goes out on Sunday night? Who goes out
on Sunday night? He's like kind of motherfuckers that vibe to this song, too. So it would fit.
Yeah, except for that one little kid in the purple there. It just,
she didn't want to go back home and watch fucking.
She like, tell them some shit. Man, she like, ain't Looney Tunes on right now? What the fuck, dude? I gotta tell you, man. Like this, if this ain't a cult, then I don't know what it is. And props to the little girl.
This is a fucking cult right here.
I mean, props to the little girl for getting them motivated. But these people in the crowd and everywhere else and shit, that's a cult.
I one more time, JB. I gotta hear that one more time.
Oh, okay. I think the kid in the red shirt might be the worst kid up there, though. It looked like he crying, Cody. Like,
yeah, it looked like he didn't get the correct gift on Christmas.
Your starts praying in tongues right now. Release it in Jesus' name. Just start speaking it. Come on, brush it up, ba ba ba.
Okay,
brush it up, ba 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 ba.
Okay, so this is the first time I actually listened to her. She said, they'll pray so hard, they'll start speaking in tongues. Come on, let's speak it right now. Brashiki, blah, blah, blah. Did she just make that shit up, or did she actually know tongue?
What the fuck?
I know you're not religious, Cody, but have you ever felt the Holy Spirit that much that you told people,
Hell nah. Man,
we about to start speaking in tongue up in this bitch. That's how badly we feeling.
Well, right I've seen that shit before. I've seen it.
Oh,
yeah, I don't know what that shit is. I don't know if people have an aneurysm or what.
I mean, if I can get disgusting for a moment, because you know this is the last drop. You know, I remember the first time a girl sucked the cum out my balls or whatever. And shit.
You didn't say that shit though, did you?
No, I was. I was speaking. Oh, my Lord. I mean, shit, I was speaking all kinds of tongue and shit, dude. Yeah. Shit. I was speaking Arabic, Cody. I mean, I could translate the Da Vinci Code after that and shit. You know, I was looking at...
You started doing those Roman Field production ad-libs and shit.
Yeah, man. Drop your cookie now.
Drop your cookie now.
Have you ever watched that full movie?
No.
You gotta watch the full movie.
I only saw clips.
Oh, you know what? Don't watch the full movie because we'll save it for a drop at the movies.
sounds like a plan.
You gotta watch the full movie.
That's the perfect drunk movie right there.
It's straight up on YouTube. You can watch. It's like an hour and 15 or something like that. I watched the whole thing. I saw that whole movie before I watched the clips or first, whatever. I was like, I want to watch this movie. This movie sounds entertaining as fuck, whatever. There's a drop your cookie now. I mean. I mean, you know, it's not that hilarious on the far-fetched side because when you go back to, like, 90s and 80s and shit, we had films that were doing bad martial arts shit like that, mm-hmm. that was actually considered good.
Mm-hmm.
So that part is hilarious. It'll always be hilarious. I don't care what movie it is. Bad martial arts in a movie is just fucking hilarious always. But it's not that part that makes you laugh. It's What the fuck they're talking about? I mean, you have no idea what's going on. I mean, these chipmunks are singing throughout the whole fucking film too, whatever, you know.
What the fuck?
Yeah, you know, they're talking about like, properties of your... I don't know if I was watching like a stolen version or something like that, but I kept hearing property of Uganda in the background. I was like,
somebody pirated? Kill cat. Wow. That ain't ironic. I don't know what is.
Property of Uganda, Cody. Yeah, see, here you go. An hour and 10 minutes. Who killed Captain Alex? Yeah, there you go.
That's why he actually pirated that shit. That's
hey, man. Who killing Captain Alex is a fucking gold gem right there, okay, Cody? Like, you know,
I'm sure it is, yeah. I got to watch the whole movie for myself.
Well, yeah, you know.
Production.
The best of the best movies.
I just like that girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's her.
What's she doing a voiceover, Cody?
Yeah.
When that helicopter hits that building, or some, I don't know what them things were. Like, I guess like Mega Bloks. When that toy helicopter hit that Mega Bloks, I was like, damn. If that ain't significant for something, I don't know what is, man.
They're better off going to Godzilla Road, had like a little fake toy set.
Yeah.
Up close with like a toy helicopter's going.
They didn't want to rip Street Fighter off, Cody.
Come on. That's true.
True. Street Fighter did that shit. People, I'm telling you, go back and watch Street Fighter. There's some fucking golden moments, and that shit will make you laugh. Like, I know people think it's a bad movie, which, by the way, it is. But
it's one of those great bad movies.
Yeah, it's fucking hilarious. And once again, like always, like all Street Fighter movies, DJ is the star of it.
Mm-hmm.
DJ got Juana Man to play DJ in there, and it's fucking great over there. I love the look on his face when Bison said, DJ will take them all on by ourselves, and DJ... And he slowly backs out of the room and shit. Like, I was like,
it was a realistic reaction in the whole movie.
Yeah, it was. I was just like, man, he's the most realistic character in here. Unlike that one, that animated one we saw.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that was. That was not realistic at all.
Oh, man. God. That walking stereotype.
Like a fake ass Jamaican dude and shit like that. Like, you better haul your sorry asses out of here. She was like, oof. A Brooklyn accent? What accent is that?
I don't know what the hell that was.
That shit is on Amazon Prime now, so I rewatched it the other day, whatever. That's one of the best goddamn.
Man, that I remember watching that review we did.
Mm-hmm.
My God.
You couldn't stop talking about
Ball. That was one of the most hilarious experiences. Oh my God.
You couldn't stop talking about Ball Wrong and them teeth. Just like, and them Sambo lips and shit. It's just like, who the fuck drew this dude?
Ain't gonna fuck about black people in that movie.
No.
Didn't they do Dawson wrong too?
Yeah.
I forgot what exactly happened, but they did him wrong. Who the
fuck was doing that? he was speaking that space age hippie shit too. He's just oh, there's a great power in the beer. And he was doing it. Just like, what the fuck? It was all kind of shit going on there, dude. But I just know it was hilarious, you know?
Oh my God.
Oh, man, DJ, that motherfucker couldn't stop dancing and shit. Like, his hip, but like, his body wasn't moving, but his hips kept moving. I was just like,
all right, man, hey, at least they say true to the video game. You know, the video game, wherever he walks, he's like, doing that like, shuffling and driving shit with the congos and shit.
This is very true, Cody. I will give you this. I mean, he was the best character in that movie, probably, too. I'm not gonna lie. You know, but
DJ, and driving now. I forgot about that damn music.
You remember before he talks, he's like swinging a chain and he's going back like this? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you boys get a PC of my music, then you better haul your sorry asses out of here. I guess DJ owns a hip hop shop.
Oh my god.
I guess he definitely owns like a white. Oh, okay. And then, like, Dial shows up. He's like, the Dial's like the biggest simp in this whole movie. I'm trying to fuck this 19-year-old girl and shit. You are the USO, you in the wrong place. Or are you looking for DJ? I came with a warning. Shadow Law's after you. Yahoo!
They are some badass motherfuckers. Oh my god, I forgot about that. Turn to the pit from Superman.
Yahoo!
Hey, woo!
Bad outfit! That's a bad asshole. He turned into Richard Pryor, fucking Superman and shit. Yahoo! Them are some badass motherfuckers right there. Oh, man. Good times.
Wow.
Hilarious shit.
Like used to, man.
Oh, like, no. Somehow Ryu is traveling from India and China and all over the fucking on foot too somehow. And like these motherfuckers can't find him. It's like, god damn, y'all. It's like in this movie, people Shadow Law, which is Bison's organization, they got like all the technology and terrorization in the world, and they can't find this one motherfucker that's traveling on foot between China, East Asia, pretty much, or whatever. And it's like, how can y'all not find this motherfucker? But y'all can find motherfuckers
beyond me.
Like, and then Balrog, that motherfucker had crooked eyes and shit. He looked like that dude from that Rick James Chappelle Show skit that when Chappelle's like, he had crooked eyes and shit. He walked in the room. That's what Balrog looked like, but darker.
Yeah.
I mean, he looked just like that dude, too. And all that dude had to do was puck his lips out a little bit more, you know, a little bit more coonish and shit. I mean, it was fucking hilarious, whatever. Oh, that was fucking hilarious. Him and E Honda rolls off a mountain and somehow survives. I mean, it's great shit.
It's amazing.
Anyway, Cody, what do you give that movie? No.
That was last drop. One of the greatest movies of all time.
People are like, y'all only watch bad movies now, huh? It's like, yes. Yeah. Yes, they're great. Go watch Who Killed Captain Alex YouTube. It's got English subtitles. Yeah. Cody, so what are you rating on that beer now? What are you thinking?
Yeah, it still stands. Three drops. Wow.
Sticking with three drops. And he's finished. Damn near finished, too, people. He's damn near at the end. So he's sticking.
I got about a little over a third left.
Yeah, about like one more gulp for him. Anyway.
Shit. About this beer.
Half a gulp, Coach. What the fuck you talking about? Shit, half, motherfucker. Shit, I'm down. Go ahead and down it, Cody. See what happens.
No, I'm good. I'm straight.
Motherfucker gets like 10 cavities the next day and shit. Have you eaten any sweets or anything, Cody? No, I swear I haven't, whatever and shit. And the fucking beer is like sizzling in the back of his gums shit. So, motherfucker gets a microscope and he's like, what the fuck is that waving in your mouth at me right now, whatever. Little beer drops just waving and shit.
Yeah.
No, they're not waving. They're going, Yahoo! Some bad motherfucking tea right there. What if outer space could cool the earth? All right. Enough dumb shit for the day. What was that, Michael Bay?
Great Bay.
I think the Dropbox is giving me Michael Bay effects.
Imagine him doing a Street Fighter movie.
Oh, I love that shit.
Oh, my God.
You can imagine him doing any movie. Shit.
Any movie.
Yeah.
It's going to be on the subject of Street Fighter. Oh, man. Amazing.
I would love to see him do Who Killed Captain Alex. The American version.
Yes.
who killed Captain Alex, press mover. So he's giving it a 3 drop. I think we're done now here, people. So. So, Cody, thank you for joining me here today. Thank you for opening up.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, the world is your oyster, my friend. I'm just living in it as a pearl, baby.
That it is. That it is.
It's just a pearl, baby, and I'm in it. Don't worry. So we're going to get out of here. But one more thing before we do. That Bunker Boy merch is up now. If you want to, you know. If you, too, want to say fuck the world, I'm going back to my bunker, then go ahead to T Public. Get yourself a Bunker Boy mask. That's right, people. If you've seen my Instagram, you've seen my Twitter, you'll see that Mr. R. Lunatic himself has provided you with such great feats. How about the official Bunker Boy mug? Pretend like you're drinking coffee at work, but really you're drinking whiskey. Let's be honest. But you're just sipping it like, oh, yes. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. That was strong.
I'm awake now.
Yeah. He's like, oh, what are you drinking there, Johnson? Oh, black coffee. Yeah, black coffee. That's right, yeah. Black are the barrel of the sweet of the juice. That's what they say, right, Johnson? Oh, yes. But make sure you cover up with your Bunker Boy mask. That's on there, too, as well. Winter is coming around, Cody. How about get you a Bunker Boy hoodie? Unless you're not black, don't do that.
If you're going to be a fellow Bunker Boy yourself, you might as well get the tools to, you know, be about it, not just talk the talk. Got to walk the walk too. So a true Bunker Boy. There it is.
Somebody wanted a bumper sticker. I said, "There's stickers on there. You can get that sticker right there." He's like, "Fuck yeah, I'm gonna put that on my car." I was like, "You goddamn right, you're gonna get that on your car. Whatever you put it, put it anywhere, put it everywhere." I'm gonna get a, you know, I'm gonna get a sticker too. Now I'm gonna put it on the bunker of the door entrance right there, and be like, "Yeah, just that big old
there it is.
Fuck you right there." Yeah, back the fuck up, or as like they said in South Park, 6 foot motherfucking feet away. God damn it, shit.
Hey, yeah, that little stick.
They have shirts of that now. I think it says "back the fuck up." I never bought South Park merch, but you know, I really want some now. I gotta tell you, I really want South Park merch, so. But yeah, get the Bunker Boy merch first. That's more important. It's very more important. So yeah, with that said, that is the show, everyone. It's shorter than usual, at least the past 2 weeks, because, well, you gave you 2 weeks of an hour and a half, so that's good enough for you. So for this week, you get whatever it is now. So, and then with that said, as I always say, I'm your Godfather of Whiskey, the Bunker Boy himself. I'm JB.
I'm the Godfather of Craft Beer, Cody.
And like we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.